Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper old school drum and bass DJ intro from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the right way. Tight, mixable, musical, and full of that jungle era tension. The big idea here is simple. A great DNB intro is not just a loop that starts at bar 1. It has a job. It has to give a DJ space to mix, set the tone fast, and still feel like a real record with movement, groove, and attitude. So we're going to focus on warping discipline, arrangement phrasing, and the kind of stock Ableton processing that makes the whole thing feel authentic without overcooking it. First, set your project tempo. For a modern DNB feel, aim around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want it to lean more old school or jungle, 165 to 168 BPM can work really well too. 174 is the safest club standard, so that's a solid starting point. Leave the time signature at 4/4. Before importing audio, check your warp preferences. For drums and breaks, you want beats mode. For full musical loops or atmospheres, Complex Pro is usually the move. And if you want that classic sampler or tape speed character, Repitch is a great creative option. In this style, you'll often use all three in one session, so don't think of warp mode as a one-size-fits-all choice. Think of it as part of the sound design. Now bring in your source material. Ideally, start with a breakbeat loop, an atmospheric sample or noise bed, a stab or chord hit, and maybe one extra FX element like a rewind, impact, or vocal chop. If you want to hint at bass later, add a bass hit or sub teaser too. Right away, organize your tracks into groups like drums, music, FX, and bass. That keeps the workflow fast and makes the arrangement way easier to control. Now let's get into the heart of it. Warping the break properly. This is the part that decides whether the intro feels pro or amateur. Open the break in clip view and find the first true transient, not the silence before it. You want the 1.1.1 marker sitting on the first meaningful downbeat. Set the clip to beats mode. A good starting point is preserve at 1/16 or 1/8, with transient loop mode off. If you need the clip to repeat, use clip looping carefully, but don't force it unless it helps the arrangement. The key here is not to overgrid the break. Old school breaks drift. That drift is part of the feel. So instead of locking every single hit, align the important ones. Find the first solid downbeat, place a warp marker, then move to the next strong transient around bar 2 and line up the major kicks and snares. You're mostly aiming to correct the structure, not erase the personality. And here's a big teacher tip. Don't chase microscopic kick perfection if it ruins the snare feel. In this style, the snare often tells you more about the groove than the kick does. Keep some imperfections. Let a few ghost notes breathe. If you warp every transient dead on, the break can go sterile really fast. You want controlled tightness, not robotic quantization. A good starting point for the break is beats mode. Preserve at 1/16, transient envelope somewhere around 80 to 120, and then adjust clip gain before you start processing. Once the warp is behaving, clean the break with a simple Ableton chain. Start with EQ8, high pass the very low end around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble, then check the low mids around 200 to 400 Hz if the loop feels muddy. If the cymbals are harsh, gently tame the top around 7 to 10 Khz, but don't overpolish it. Old school DNB wants grit, not sterile perfection. Next, add glue compressor. Start with a fast attack around 3 ms or a slightly slower one around 10 ms. Release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, ratio at 2 to 1. And just aim for a few dB of gain reduction. You're gluing the break together, not flattening it. Then bring in drum bass. This is huge for jungle weight. Keep the drive low to moderate, add crunch only if needed, and use boom carefully. If you want the break to hit harder, a little positive transient shaping can help. Just listen for whether it still breathes. If it starts sounding too processed, back off. If the break feels too clean, add a touch of saturator with soft clip on. Keep it subtle. And if the stereo image feels too wide or messy, use utility to narrow it and keep the low end centered. That low end discipline matters a lot in club translation. Now build the atmosphere. Old school DNB intros are not only about drums. They work because of what surrounds the drums. Add a vinyl crackle, room tone, a filtered pad, a reversed cymbal wash, or any kind of textural bed that supports the break without stepping on it. A nice atmosphere chain is auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, then EQ8. Start with a high pass filter and slowly open it over the intro, sweeping from around 200 HC down to 40 or 60 HC. Keep the slope gentle so it doesn't sound like a gimmick. Use echo with low to moderate feedback and a small amount of dry/wet, maybe around 10 to 25%. Roll off the low and high extremes so the delay sits behind the drums. Then use hybrid reverb with a small room or plate character, moderate pre-delay, and enough space to add depth without smearing the transient detail. Now for the identity layer, the stabs or chord hits. This is where the intro starts feeling like a proper jungle or DNB record instead of just a drum loop. You can use a short minor chord stab, a rave stab, a detuned piano hit, a filtered orchestral hit, or even a chopped vocal one-shot. A good processing chain for stabs is auto filter, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, reverb, EQ8, and maybe redux if you want extra grit. The key here is restraint. Drop the stab sparingly, maybe one hit every 2 or 4 bars early on, then increase the frequency as you approach the drop. Leave holes. Those holes are what make the intro DJ friendly. For an extra old school touch, bounce the stab to audio and warp it in repitch. Even a tiny pitch change can create that sampler era wobble that makes the whole thing feel more authentic. Now think like a DJ and build the phrasing around 8, 16, or 32 bars. That structure matters. A good intro has a predictable shape, because a DJ needs to trust it before they've even heard the whole track. A solid 16-bar intro might start with atmosphere and filtered break texture in bars 1 to 4, bring in the full break and a first stab around bars 5 to 8, add percussion and tension effects in bars 9 to 12, and then open up the groove in bars 13 to 16 so it's ready to mix into the main section. If you want to stretch it to 32 bars, repeat the first section with small variation, then introduce a new layer or tension builder in the second half. Don't just loop the same thing over and over. Give the listener arrival points. First full snare, first stab, first bass hint, first fill, final transition cue. Each one should feel like progress. Automation is what keeps the intro alive. Without automation, even a well-built loop will feel static. The best things to automate here are filter cutoff, reverb dry/wet, echo feedback, utility width, volume fades, and drum bus drive. A really useful move is to start narrow and gradually widen the stereo image as the intro develops. That creates a satisfying sense of expansion before the drop. For example, in the first 4 bars, keep the break filtered and the space fairly controlled. In bars 5 to 8, open the filter a bit and let the transient punch come through more. In bars 9 to 12, widen the effects and add some delay throws. Then by bars 13 to 16, open things up further and tease the energy of the drop. That kind of movement makes a loop feel like a performance. If you want a bass teaser, keep it minimal. A single sub note, an offbeat pulse, a filtered Reese fragment, or a low wobble ghost can work well. The trick is not to reveal the full bass line too early. Keep it filtered and sparse, then open it only in the final 4 to 8 bars. If it starts fighting the drums, use sidechain compression from the kick so the intro still breathes. Now, a really important production mindset, think in layers of timing, not just one perfect grid. In old school DNB, the main break can be tight while the secondary percussion stays a little loose. That contrast is part of the groove. Warp markers are not just correction tools, they're performance tools. A tiny push on a snare or a slightly late ghost note can make the loop feel alive. Also, monitor in mono while you're making big arrangement decisions. If the intro only feels good in stereo, that's a warning sign. Club systems can expose weak stereo design fast. Keep the kick and sub centered, and make sure the intro still has power when the width collapses. Another pro move is to print or consolidate sections once the warp and groove feel locked. That stops you from endlessly fixing the same break and lets you focus on arranging. Once a section feels good, commit a little. That's how you keep momentum. For darker or heavier DNB, there are a few extra tricks. You can build a parallel distortion return with saturator, drum bus, and EQ8, then send the break to it lightly for extra aggression. You can also add a filtered Reese hint, but keep it hidden early and reveal it in the final section. Darker space effects like metallic hits, reversed impacts, low rumble risers, and short mechanical delays can all help too. One powerful idea is the pre-drop air suck. That's where you automate high-pass filter on the ambience or FX return, while narrowing the stereo width just before the drop. Combine that with a short reverse tail, and the whole mix feels like it inhales right before impact. Now let's talk arrangement in a practical way. If you're building a 16-bar DJ intro, a really strong formula is this. Bars 1 to 4, atmosphere and ghosted break. Bars 5 to 8, the break fully enters with a stab or two. Bars 9 to 12, extra percussion and a reverse effects. Bars 13 to 16, fuller groove plus a bass teaser or fill that cues the next section. For a 32-bar version, the same logic applies, but you give each block a little more development and variation. A good intro also leaves a clean blend zone at the end. If this is for DJ use, the last 4 to 8 bars before the drop should be stable, predictable, and not overloaded with surprise fills. That way another track can come in without fighting the arrangement. Let's wrap with a quick practical challenge. Build a 16-bar old-school DNB DJ intro using only one breakbeat loop, one atmosphere, one stab, one FX sweep, and one bass teaser. Warp the break manually. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep the first 8 bars bass-free. Then make the final 4 bars feel like a clear cue into a drop. If the transition feels natural when you test it against another DNB track, you've nailed the phrasing. So remember the core formula. Set the tempo right. Warp the break with care. Preserve the groove. Build space around the drums. Use stabs and effects sparingly. Automate movement. And keep the low end disciplined. A great DNB intro is functional first, atmospheric second, and flashy last. Get that balance right, and your intro will feel ready for a proper jungle or rolling DNB set.